ગાર્લેન્ડ્સ એન્ડ ઝાડુ એન્ડ પોતા. કેન વી હેવ સમ લાઇટ્સ? લાઇટ્સ લાઇટ્સ પૂરા ખોલ દો, બહાર કા ગ્લાસ કાચ ભી ખોલ દો. સો એવરીવન ઇઝ ફીલિંગ નરિશ્ડ બાય ધ વિદ્યાપીઠ. આઈ જસ્ટ સ્ટાર્ટેડ સ્ટડીંગ ધ કપિલ દેવ સેક્શન ફર્સ્ટ ટાઈમ પ્રોપરલી ઇન ડિટેલ વિથ ઓલ યોર સુબોધની નોટ્સ ઓન ધ વે ટુ ભૂટાન એન્ડ બેક. સુબોધની ઇઝ યુ હેવ ધ ઓવરવ્યૂ. નાઇસ. So most people in ISKCON don't know the details about all these sections. Kapila section padha hai kya tumne? There are 7 questions Devahuti asked. Do you know that? Even I didn't know that. Only when I saw the notes I realized. First question she asked about moha. Second question about bhakti. Then jnana. Yoga, then bhakti in detail, then kala, and finally samskriti, the travel of the jiva in different. So that's how the chapters are divided. If even I didn't know, so I don't expect majority of ISKCON to know. So now it makes sense to me. So therefore, you know, what you have got is something people in ISKCON are envious of all of you. Kya ho gaya? Acha, any reason you are out of my... are you plan to check emails or something? I have to give sidelong glance. So 2 years, Prabhu, 2 years, every day one chapter Bhagavatam, CC, complete, ho gaya. Socho. Aur kya chahiye? ISKCON mein aapko aur kya chahiye? Jo bhi hai sab bonus hai phir aage. So which, and then I went to Bangladesh, to the hometown of Padma Mukhani Maya Prabhu. I have glorified you there quite a lot. So udhar bhi wo log garland ke sath khade hain iske liye. So we have to have a Vidyapeeth Yatra to Bangladesh. Huh? All Vidyapeeth batches together. To all Mahaprabhu's places. Birthplace of Advaita Acharya, Mahaprabhu's parents, Jagannath Mishra, Sachi Devi. Birthplace of Srivas Thakur, Gadadhar Pandit, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Narottam Das Thakur, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Jeev Goswami. Or Mukunda, Haridas Thakur. So that is Bangladesh. And they have grown youth preaching in the last 2 years, 3 years, like anything. Now they have more than 50 bases, 50. And they have 1500 youth chanting 16 rounds. Full of power and energy. So what you are doing after Vidyapeeth? You are going Bangladesh, you are staying in India. Why you are making Indian passport? Huh? No, Maharaj changed mind. Now saying you open Vidyapeeth there in Bangladesh. So he want you to open Bangladesh branch of Vidyapeeth. So it's a great place, Bangladesh. You have been? Yeah, very, very nice, beautiful. Where, which section I had completed? I don't remember anything. That part. One? Haridas Thakur, I have finished already? Are you sure? No, no, I don't think. Huh? 111, yeah, that's what I remembered. You're wrong. Huh? Anyway, I also don't remember, you also don't remember. So thanks to Kali Yuga memory. Raja kahe shastra pramane chaitanya hoye Krishna. Tabe kene pandit sabhe tahate vitrishna. So Raja, our Pratapradhar Maharaj is now asking question. So Pratapradhar Maharaj has four doubts. So he will ask four doubts. So he is asking those doubts one after another. So the first doubt is that Shastra Pramane Chaitanya Hoye Krishna. Shastra says that Mahaprabhu is Krishna. So if Mahaprabhu is Krishna, Tabe kene pandit sabhe tahate vitrishna. How is it that the scholars are many times indifferent to him? Scholars don't consider Mahaprabhu to be the Supreme Lord. Sometimes they doubt him, sometimes they insult him, sometimes they deal very indifferently to him. So therefore, Tabe kene pandit sabhe tahate with Krishna. Why they are dealing neglectfully with him? So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's answer is very important. That how do you understand Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Where is Pran Gopinath? Okay. He says the way, and Gadadhar Gaur? Okay. So the way you actually understand Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is through faith, through Shraddha. So he says, Bhatta kahe tar kripa lesha hoye yare. When someone receives Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's fraction of mercy. So that is the important thing. Bhatta kahe tar kripa lesha hoye yare. Kripa lesh, there has to be a touch of the Lord's mercy. Saito tahare Krishna lei leite pare. That at that point he can understand this is Krishna. So therefore, when someone demonstrates faith in Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is the result of mercy received from the Lord. Unless the Lord is merciful, one cannot actually experience this kind of faith or Shraddha. Right? So therefore Bhagavad Gita says, Agyascha Ashraddhanascha Samshayatma Vinashyati. Right? So, what are some of the verses on Shraddha you can remember from Bhagavatam? बोलो श्रद्धा वाले श्लोक कौन कौन से? सताम प्रसंगाम श्रद्धा रतिर भक्तिर अनुक्रमिष्यति. व्हाट एल्स? श्रद्धा शब्दे विश्वास कोई सुदृढ़ निश्चय कृष्ण भक्ति कोयले. एनीथिंग एल्स? हाँ, शुश्रुषु श्रद्धानस्य वासुदेव कथा रुचि स्यान् महत्सेवा विप्र पुण्यतीर्थ सेवनाथ. इट इज भक्ति रसामृत सिंधु फ्रॉम भागवतम श्रीनुवत. कालेन न अतिदीर्घेन भगवान विशते हृदि श्रद्धधानस्य विक्रीडितं व्रजवधूभिरिदं च विष्णोः श्रद्धान्वितो अनुशृणुयात् अथ वर्णयेत्य भक्तिं परां भगवती प्रतिलभ्य कामं हृद् रोगं आशु अपहिनोति अचिरेण अचिरेण धीर. सो श्रद्धान्वितो वेन यू हियर विथ फेथ कृष्णास पास टाइम्स देन द डिजीज ऑफ द हार्ट. व्हाट इज द डिजीज ऑफ द हार्ट? द टेंडेंसी टू लुक एट सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स विथ अ डिजायर टू एंजॉय देम फॉर वन्स ओन सेटिस्फैक्शन. दैट इज अ डिजीज ऑफ द हार्ट विच वी आर ट्राइंग टू रेक्टिफाई. Right? What is the disease of the heart? The vision. When we look at things, when we look at people, when we look at situations, when we look at any kind of relationship, the disease is, I think, I must control this, I must enjoy this, I must use this for my pleasure. That is the disease. And that disease cannot be cured by any superbly organized institutions and corporations of this world. But that disease can be cured by a poorly organized and very haphazardly running spiritual institution. Why? Because they have the perfect medicine. They may not have organized the distribution channels so well, but the medicine is authentic. So which one you prefer? You know, a Wockhardt hospital which is going to inject poison, or a vaidya sitting under a banyan tree who will give you the right medicine? So there, that's how you should view ISKCON as you enter beyond Vidyapeeth into, you know, various activities of ISKCON. So you should know these 2 years you have experienced what best ISKCON has got to offer. The best of ISKCON is what we are offering to a newly joined devotee. And the best of ISKCON is the sound vibration, which is beyond reproach, beyond any kind of criticism, beyond any kind of faults. So you have gone through the perfect product of ISKCON, the main product of ISKCON, the home product of ISKCON first. Now you will jump into, you know, the weaker parts of ISKCON. So when you get into that, don't forget what best was offered. And that's where many people make the mistake, that they get so burnt out with all the frustrations of day-to-day organizational machinery of ISKCON that they fail to acknowledge the best product which ISKCON has got to offer, and they kind of live a frustrated existence. So my advice is that What you have what we are doing in the first 2 years is we are giving you the ice cream. How many of you like ice cream? I will inform Sevasthan. I will inform Akshayan, Akshay Gorang Prabhu, Akshar Gorang Prabhu, that the brahmacharis are showing non-Vedic preferences in their diet. So you like ice cream. So it is tasty, it is delicious, it's cooling. Right? So how many of you have tried making ice cream? Where you tried? But you boiled the milk also. So when your ice cream is made, you try here. At least 5 hours you have to stand in front of the bhatti, bringing the milk to 1/4. So that's a very hot process. It's a perspiring process. It's not cooling process. The product is cool. The process is hot. So therefore, first we give you the product, which is cool. Enjoy ice cream. So you become curious. What a delicious thing. How was it prepared? Come in. Go through the process. So the process of making ice cream is hot. And the process of distribution of ice cream is even more hot. So our Hari Madhav Prabhu was enjoying Vidyapeeth, kathas and everything. Now he is in hot spot. He is in hot seat. Accounts department. So which was better, Vidyapeeth or accounts? Huh? Both have pros and cons. Okay, that's interesting. What was the con? What was the con of Vidyapeeth? You're not going to be graded. Bolo pros and cons kya batao na. So you are enjoying your service. No, if you compare both, that's the answer I wanted to hear. No, it's not that everyone will agree with that, because Vidyapeeth is having the schedule of everyday tests and this and that. Few people feel relieved also. Chalo bhai, roj roj ka magaj mari to nahi. So it depends on, you know, from which angle you are looking at this. But in general, I'm just saying that the whole idea is that when you come to the principle, the main principle is we are trying to increase our faith, Shraddha. What is ISKCON as an institution trying to offer? Stock exchange, exchange is what? Money. Stock exchange is an institution to help grow money. So similarly, ISKCON is an institution to help grow Shraddha, faith. So Shraddha is, as 17th chapter Gita Krishna says, Yoyam Shraddha Mayoyam Purusha Yoya Shraddha Sayavacha. Shraddha can also be Sattvagun, Rajogun, Tamogun. But we are trying to increase our Shraddha in Krishna, in the process of bhakti, in pure. That's why Bhagavatam is the pramana.
So that Shraddha to grow, so it's a process. And therefore in the Sangha of devotees, that Shraddha is grown, the process is defined by Rupa Goswami Pad, how to grow that Shraddha. So therefore he says, you know, therefore I was mentioning, Shrinuvata Shraddhaya Nityam Granatascha. When you study the Bhagavatam daily, right, with faith that this is going to be of benefit to me, and this is worship of Krishna, I am worshipping Krishna by studying this. Then Kalena Nati Dirgena Bhagavan Vrishati Hridi, Lord enters into the heart. So it has a process. So Bhagavatam is like a mouse trap. Mouse trap catches mouse. So Bhagavatam catches Krishna. Right? Mouse is running here and there. Krishna is also running here and there. But you need something to trap Krishna. So therefore, second verse Bhagavatam says, Dharma Projitukkaitavanta. Nirmat Saranam Satam Vedyam Vastava Vastu Atra Shivadam Tapatrayam Srimad Bhagavate Mahamunikrite Kimma Prairishu Sadyo Hridi Avarudhyate. Sadyo, instantly. Hridi Avarudhyate. What helps to catch Krishna in the heart? Sadyo Hridi Avarudhyate Atra Kritibhir Shushrushubhi Tatkshanat. For those who are advanced, immediately. For those not so advanced, after some time. But it catches. So the study of Bhagavatam is helping catch Krishna. So therefore that Shraddha is growing. So therefore here says that Bhatta kahe tar kripa lesh hoy yare seito tahare Krishna kori laite pare. So therefore the gopis are telling Krishna, Nishvam tyajanti ganikaha akalpam nripatim praja Adhita Vidya Acharyam Ritvido Datta Dakshinam Khaga Vita Phalam Vriksham Khaga Vita Phalam Vriksham Bhuktva Chatithayo Griham Dagdham Mrigham Tataranyam Jara Rupam Yathastriyam. So the gopis are having so much attachment and faith in Krishna. So that faith reaches its culmination when one is willing to accept any dealings from the beloved and is willing to tolerate anything and pay any price. So that's what is the gopis' example. So they are saying, Nishvam tyajanti ganika. So prostitute, she gives enjoyment to a paramour, but as soon as the payment is made, she is not going to entertain that fellow. She is looking for the next customer. Akalpam ripatim praja. If the government or the management doesn't satisfy the senses of the citizens, they kind of rebel and throw them out. Get out. We want someone who will fulfill our desires. Their relationship is based on, you know, certain give and take. Adhitya Vidya Acharyam. One maintains relationship with the teacher or the professor till the degree is obtained. Adhitya Vidya Acharyam. How many of you have gone back to meet your professor and congratulate them, thank them, express gratitude or this or that? Ritivijo Datta Dakshinam. Pujari stays for Yajna till Dakshina is given. Pandit ke liye Dakshina Swaha. Ho gaya. Khaga abhit phalam vriksham. Ye chidiya choo choo kar rahe kab tak? Jab tak phal lagta hai. Ped pe phal nahi hai toh 2 minute rakhoenge nahi, nikal jayenge wo. Bhuktva cha atithayo griham. Atithi kab tak rahenge? Prasad serving tak. जैसे प्रसाद सर्विंग होगा, कौन रुकेगा, निकल जाएगा सब. दग्धम मृगम तथारण्यम, जंगल में पशु कब तक रहेंगे? जब तक आग नहीं लगेगी। आग लगने के बाद कौन पशु रुकेगा? भाग जाएगा सब, है कि नहीं? जाना यथास्त्रियम, जारा भुक्त्वा यथास्त्रियम। सो पैरामोर, somebody enjoys a girl and then he just discards, enjoyment is over. So the gopis are always, you know, saying that Krishna is dealing with us like this. They are giving an understanding of what Krishna is giving to them in response for their unalloyed, one-pointed love. So therefore Krishna's love for the gopis is not same as the gopis' love. Gopis' love is only for Krishna. They are not looking here and there. So therefore their love for Krishna is vyavasayatmika buddhi. Ekeha kurunandana. But Krishna's love for the gopis is bahushakai anantasya. He is having love for Dwarka Vasis also, Mathura Vasis also, Vasudev also, this also, that also. So therefore Krishna is feeling regret that I already told in Bhagavad Gita, ye yathamam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamyaham. But I am not able to reciprocate gopis' love. Na pareham niravajya samyujam swasadukrityam vibudhayushapiva. Even till the lifespan of Brahma, I cannot fulfill your debt. So therefore Krishna has to appear as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So as Mahaprabhu, he comes and says, I have to do the same kind of vyavasayatmika buddhi the way gopis did for me. Patisutanvayat bratribandavat ativilangyate. So all those things which they gave up, I must also give up. Then it will be actual renunciation. So therefore Krishna, being the supreme enjoyer, renounces enjoyment and takes to renounced order. Renounced order is for those who have tendency for enjoyment of this world. But one who is the supreme enjoyer, he doesn't have to accept the renounced order. So therefore, in separation from Krishna, in the spiritual world, Radharani wears saffron-colored sari, crying in separation from Krishna. So in remembrance of that, Krishna comes and wears saffron when he appears as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So therefore the saffron is an indication of the one-pointed, total, absorbed, dedicated love of the gopis and Radharani for Krishna. And the saffron indicates how the person in renounced order should have that kind of vyavasayatmika buddhi, one-pointed love and attention for Krishna, like the gopis. So therefore, that is only possible when one has sufficient Shraddha or faith. So that's the whole idea of, you know, growing our Shraddha in the association of devotees. So here, Sarabham Bhattacharya is saying, Bhatta kahe tar kripa lesh hoye yare, sei to tahare Krishna kori leite pare. If one does not have full faith in Mahaprabhu, he cannot properly chant and dance in the Sankirtan movement. Like that. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, the Sankirtan movement can only be spread by someone who has received the grace of the Supreme Lord. Only one who has received the grace of Krishna can spread Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. Mahanta swabhava ei tarite pamar, nija karya nahu tabu ya taraghar. That the Mahatmas, they only travel to give favor to others by spreading the holy name. Mahat vichalanam nrinam grihinam dina chetasam nishreyasaya bhagavan kalpate na anyatha kvachit. The Mahatmas travel to distribute Krishna consciousness, Krishna Leela, Krishna Katha. Right? So therefore, this is a very important point that unless one has received Lord Krishna's mercy, one cannot be empowered to spread the glories of the holy name. Right? So that's what Vina dane eta loka yarapachi ay seto gosaya iha jani nishchay. So when Keshav Chhatri is showing to our Nawab Hussain Shah, he is seeing all the people chasing, going behind Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he is wondering what is going on here. So he is thinking, what's going on? So Nawab Hussain Shah is asking, who are these people? Who is this person? So he is trying to play it down. He is just ordinary, some Hindu mendicant, some nothing to be taken seriously. He said, hey, come on, what you are saying? Vinadane eta loka yarapache. He is not paying them salary. So many people are running behind. Seto gosaya. He has to be a powerful, empowered personality. Jani hanishche. Otherwise, without salary, who is going to run behind? Like that. It's not possible. And in such numbers. So therefore, Mahaprabhu was empowered. So those who are in touch with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when they are empowered by the Lord, then that empowerment creates a transformation in the heart. Eshava Shreya Adasyat Gopu Gokula Nandana Anena Sarvadurgani Yuyam Anjastarishat. So all of these, you know, obstacles which may come in Vraj Gokul will be removed by the power of this boy, right? Yuyam Anjas, all of you will cross all these different obstacles. Our Gargacharya is telling Nanda Maharaj that by the mercy of this boy, you will cross. So the Brajavasis, it was not that they had a life which was free from obstacles and problems, right? So therefore, when you look at Krishna eating the dirt and, you know, Yashoda Mai looks into Krishna's mouth and she sees the whole universe, she gets bewildered. And she's thinking, who's this boy? What has gone wrong? Aham mamasau patireshame sutau vrajeshwarasya kila vitta pasati gopyascha gopasah godhanaschame. Like that. So therefore she is very much, you know, affected. And she gets a realization. Aham mama, so I was under this impression of I and mine. I was thinking I am so great. So that incident of looking into Krishna's mouth made her feel, this is a calamity and I cannot overcome it by my own powers. So various obstacles and difficulties we go through, it makes us aware of our own insignificance and makes us more conscious of Krishna. She was saying, Brajeshwarasya kila vittapa, I thought everything is owned by us. Gopyascha gopasah godhanascha me. Yan maye tham kumati samemati. So she was thinking, oh, actually, it was my illusion to think like that. What protection I can give to Krishna? I cannot give protection to Krishna. I cannot give anything to her. So therefore Prabhupada mentions in that purport that so many speculations, contemplations and all of this will happen, but it's of no use. Because at some point you'll realize, I do not have the power. And I have to depend on Krishna for everything. So that is the kind of realization the Brajavasis were having. So it was for that 11 years of period, what Krishna performed in Vrindavan is more calamity than any of us will ever experience in a whole lifespan. But the response of the Brajavasis to those calamities is based on their faith on Krishna. And that kind of Shraddha is what our aspiration is. And that's what Mahaprabhu says, Srimad Bhagavatam, he says, Aradhya Bhagavan, Brajeshatanaya Taddhama, Ramya Kachit, Upasana, Brajavadu, Varagenava, Kalpita. That we have to aspire to follow in the footsteps of the Ramya, of the gopis of Vrindavan. So therefore there is a major difference between what the books are written and what purports are being written and what we are understanding. And that's the cause of all problems in ISKCON. So the books are being studied with a thought that it is kind of mythology. We are not approaching the books of Srila Prabhupada with sufficient faith in its reality. We accept that the book's existence is real, but many times we consider the content of the books mythological. Because if you actually internalize what's there in those books, all this egocentric thought process cannot surface. So practically 99% of the issues will dissolve on its own. So why we are allowing people to go through the Vidyapeeth? It's not just a, it's a, like, it's not that gaadi ko park kiya garage mein 2 saal ke liye. Thanda ho ja thoda. The intention is so that you understand what you are studying. Right? So otherwise the typical response is, arey, but I am not at the level of gopis, I am not Brajavasi, I am not this, I am not that. How can I deal with this situation? I also have some ego. I have like this, I have like that. Who's denying? But at least try to internalize what you're studying and try to, you know, do your best to follow that. So therefore, there is something in the books which is kept in the bookshelf. There is something which people have understood. And there is something which people are applying and doing. So there are three different categories going on. So therefore, it's very important for us to understand that even few simple things, if we apply, you know, just one thing, Brajavasis, one quality, they may have unlimited qualities, they never complain. Let's try to follow this one quality whole life. You'll experience spiritual world here. Right? Did the Brajavasis ever complain when the Govardhan was lifted? When the Govardhan was lifted, all the calamity began. So if we were there, we would have started, we would not have enjoyed Krishna's beauty. We would not have enjoyed Krishna's beauty. We would be wondering, mera locker ka kya ho raha hoga? Jo mera iPad charging mein tha, wo kya ho gaya? अरे मेरा वो दूसरा जगह पे ये रखा है वहां पे वो रखा है. So therefore you look at the painting, you look at this, it's, and you, and you celebrate gala, Govardhan puja, have 1008. Superficiality has become the name of the game in ISKCON. It's pathetic. Have less festivals, distribute less prasad. But try to apply simple things more. It's all becoming like a, you know, whole, you know, circus with jokers. So therefore, you are going through all these teachings and this and that, and you are going to land right in the middle of heavy crossfire of a world you are not aware of currently. There is another world going on. And when you are in this Vidyapeeth, you are not aware of that world. Because just staying with people doesn't make you aware of that, because it is password protected. What do you say? Huh? But if every devotee, once they start serving, they realize, let me meditate on what Prabhupada says, it is for me. The biggest problem in ISKCON is right from day one, they take only one verse of Mahaprabhu very seriously. Amar agya guru hoya tarai desh. It is the most seriously accepted verse. Mahaprabhu ne kya kaha? Guru banna hai. Kisliye? Sabko uddhar karna hai. तो हम लोगों का जो बिहारी सर्वेंट लोग हैं वो लोग भी मंदिर में अपना गांव में मंदिर बना रहे हैं. चौपाटी ऑल ओवर सर्वेंट्स इन ईच ऑफ देयर होम टाउन एवरी ईयर देयर इज इनविटेशन टेंपल ओपनिंग इन आवर. किसने बना रहे? हमने बनाया है. सभी मठाधीश हमारा आज्ञा गुरु हुईया तारा ही देश. सो व्हेन एनीवन रीड्स फिलॉसफी दे आर ऑलवेज थिंकिंग हाँ इसको अभी मेरे को अच्छी तरह से यूज़ करने का है, समझाने का है सबको. लोग बराबर नहीं समझ रहे इसको. सो लाइक ब्रह्मा ही ट्रांसमिटेड लॉर्ड्स मैसेज टू द डेमीगॉड्स एक्सक्लूडेड हिमसेल्फ. आप सबको जन्म लेना है, बहुत सेवा करनी है. किसी ने पूछा नहीं और आपको. So therefore there is a world of difference between the philosophy in the books and in the practical dealings between devotees. 95% of the time the discussion and the topics between devotees is not Krishna Katha. It is not even Vaishnav Katha. It is Kali Purana. So therefore, the reason of starting Vidyapeeth was we thought more and more devotees were absorbed in the study of the Bhagavatam. When they take to the seva, they would bring about a different level or a kind of culture in the activities and the services. So we want to see that difference. Kya kar raha hai bhai? Achanak mera video lena chalu kar diya. सुनो यार तेरे लिए ये सुनो. दुनिया को सुनाएंगे, जरूर सुनाएंगे, पहले खुद सुन लो. ठीक है ना? I am aware, I am discussing CC only. But I am more concerned about how we apply. Because when I travel across, it's really pathetic to see such a wide gap between what the books are saying and what the devotees are dealing with. So is there any way we can close the gap? How can we close that gap if each one of us try to internalize these teachings more seriously? So therefore, when Mahaprabhu says here, you know, Prabhupada quotes Lord Chaitanya, Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tara Parvartan. So therefore, the most empowered devotees in ISKCON, if you see, or in the Vaishnav history, the difference will be seen when you see genuine empowerment. You cannot fake and cheat Krishna to empower you without following the proper process. So no one who is deviating from the teachings of the Shastras, from the details of Vaishnava etiquette, from the dealings with devotees, and does activities whimsically can ever aspire to get powerfully empowered. It's not possible. So therefore you should realize that we are part of Mahaprabhu's movement, and what Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says here is Bhatta kahe tar kripa lesh hoye yare sei to tahare Krishna kori leite pare. A person who has received a small fraction of mercy from Mahaprabhu can understand that he is Krishna. So Mahaprabhu will not give mercy to anyone so cheaply, so easily, unless he sees that a person is sincerely following the process. So therefore, if someone says, you know, doesn't matter whatever I do, who's going to see? He is doing this, he is doing this, he is doing this. So we have a choice whom we want to follow. So therefore, the submission to all of you is that you have been invested with 2 years of dedicated time and energy of the knowledge of the Bhagavatam and the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which has been the dream of thousands of people who joined ISKCON from 66 to 2012. We began in 2012. So you have been given a privilege which has been and which will remain the dream for practically 99% of ISKCON. So therefore, you cannot compare yourself with any other people, even those who are senior, even though they may or may not be following properly or whatever, because you are in a different category, where different type of investment has been made. So therefore you have to appreciate that you have been given that opportunity to be able to go through all the scriptures and to search for the answers when difficult time comes, because you have seen a glimpse of the entire spiritual world through the eyes of Shukadeva Goswami and Kaviraj Goswami. You know, in difficult times, many devotees may not even go which section of Bhagavatam or which Chaitanya Charitamrita part even deals with this issue. Whereas you have been given that privilege of being privy to that. So if your response and an average ISKCON devotee's response is the same, then the entire investment is of no use. So I'm just elaborating on this a little more, just to help you understand the context in which this Vidyapeeth course has been started. So there have been various reasons, but one of the most important reasons is we are providing you a lifelong lifeline, an ability to take shelter. You know, that we are giving right at the entrance, that if you want to take shelter, this is what you must take shelter of. Hear the prayers of all the acharyas and all the different devotees in Bhagavatam. None of them are ever praying, please give me this specific service, please give me this specific opportunity. All of them are simply praying, just give us the opportunity to be with your devotees, to hear your glories, to chant your glories, to serve your Vaishnavas. Bhaktim muhu tvai me prasango me. Dhruva Maharaj was alone. He got Krishna's darshan alone. But after he got Krishna's darshan, he is aspiring for what? Prasanga. Tvai me prasanga. But in association of devotees, you will mess up your relationship with some other devotee and you may think this is not prasanga. This is asanga. This is kusanga. This is Bhayankar Sangha. So you may start getting those thoughts. So Dhruv Maharaj aspiration. So will you remember that when these kind of situations come? So that is a challenge. So you remember because you have written in your exam, Bhakti Mai, Bhakti Muhu Pravatam. You know, which other devotee is asking for what other aspiration? Tadastu na, tadastu me nata sa bhuri bhaga, bhavitravanyatra tuvati rascham. Ye naham ekopi bhavat jananam bhutvani sheve tau pada pallavam. Brahmaji is praying, may I become blade of grass, dog in the house of devotees, this, that. So many prayers are there, but the aspirations are all similar. So therefore, if you do not apply and understand that knowledge, and due to certain temporary conflicts and the disturbances caused by the anartha nivritti process, you forget the essence, you forget the substance, and you get bypassed in your path by the shadow, then it will be of great regret. So therefore you must understand and appreciate that what is important is not that you go through these 2 years of study, but you know that you have been given a life saver at the very beginning, where you have to go back and take shelter of throughout your life. Just a glimpse has been given. So basically the 2 years is nothing but taking you through the index of your life manual. And you go back whenever you, and it's a lifelong nourishment which you are supposed to stay connected with. So practically every practical conflict, situation, anxiety you will face in your day-to-day devotional life, you will be able to relate to a pastime from the Bhagavatam or the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's guaranteed. Right? And if you sometimes don't remember the pastime, you have a batch of 20 people. You can express to them, this is what I am going through. They may remember. If none of them remember, then you call Prabhu Mukunima in Bangladesh. He may remember. Then you go through Prabhupada's purports and you will find, bang, whatever is creating that disturbance, Prabhupada has already addressed it in those books, in that purport. So therefore, from the time you end the Vidyapit till the time you leave your body, life will be a state of increasing entropy. State of increasing chaos. Only one thing will increase. What? Chaos. Okay, notes nahi le raha iska aap. I have spent 22 years in ISKCON. I am telling you what to expect. Don't expect Krishna behind the bushes or the flute playing or Radharani's pallu. What will increase? Chaos. Pure, unalloyed chaos. But material life is also like that. Chaos. But at least when you are related to seva, to Krishna, along with the chaos, you are also receiving a lot of mercy. So therefore, if you are entering into the Brahmacharya ashram and planning a life in renounced order, there is no difference between renounced order and grihastha life as far as external expectation of peace or chaos is concerned, both are equally chaotic. Flavor is different. One may be mango ice cream, other may be butterscotch. That's all. So don't come expecting some kind of peace or this or that. It is just that you are choosing one flavor over another. Okay? So if you are looking for a regulated life, mera schedule fix hona chahiye. Sadhu ka jeevan matlab sab fixed. Morning, afternoon, evening, 8:30, ting. So that can happen when you have your own bhajan kutir. And an assured supply of prasad from somewhere. Bhajan kutir to ban jayega. Khayega kya? To phir uske liye stove leke aayega. फिर भाजी लाना पड़ेगा, फिर कटिंग करो, कुकिंग भी फिर भी आसान है, बाद में बर्तन कौन मान जाएगा? सो दैट विल लीड टू गृहणी. सो लाइक दैट. सो देयरफॉर इफ यू वांट ब्रह्मचारी लाइफ, भागवतम हो गया, एक्सरसाइज करो, उल्टा लटको, सीधा लटको, शीर्षासन, ये आसन, वो आसन, समरसॉल्ट, जो करना करो, शवासन करना करो, योग निद्रा करना करो, क्योंकि मालूम है 9:30 बजे गरम गरम मिलेगा. योग निद्रा करो, भयंकर निद्रा करो, जो करो, एंग्जाइटी नहीं है ना, 9:30 बराबर मिलता है. 3 जन का फैमिली है तो ऐसा थोड़ी रहता है, सबको टेंशन रहता है, खाना कौन बनाएगा, बर्तन कौन मांजेगा, भाजी कौन लाएगा. तो हर घर में किसी को दामोदर प्रभु बनना पड़ता है, तुलसी प्रिया बनना पड़ता है, राधा वल्लभ प्रभु बनना पड़ता है, तब जाके घर चलता है. साधु का जीवन में टाइम टू टाइम प्रसाद मिल गया तो किसी को उसमें पिसना पड़ता है, वो अलग बात है, लेकिन सबको तो नहीं पिसना पड़ता. बट वाई? सो दैट देन यू कैन हैंडल अनदर केओस. सो यू आर फ्री फ्रॉम वन केओस so that you can take care of some other chaos. So therefore, don't expect shanti. Don't expect om ashanti. So that is called mukti kami. Bhukti, mukti, siddhi, kami, sakala. कृष्ण भक्त निष्काम अतएव. सो व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ निष्काम? टू गिव अप द कामना फॉर शांति, पीस. सो देयरफॉर निष्काम मीन्स व्हेन एवर कृष्णा प्ले द फ्लूट, गो टू जॉइन द रासलीला. So to read Rasleela is very beautiful, to by heart shlokas of Rasleela is even more beautiful. To hear katha of Rasleela with harmonium of Mridul Krishna Shastri. Radhe, 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 Barsane Wali Radhe. Radhe, 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 Barsane Wali Radhe. Usme phir dance karo. So what does that mean? Gopis and Radharani, they were willing to serve anytime, anything, anywhere. So, uska practical application dekhega, pasina chhut jayega. So, therefore, you can only, you know, in the materialistic consciousness, feel excited about Vrindavan when you don't know what it is. When you get to know what it is, and if you're serious about trying to be a follower, then you really become very, very, you know, serious and contemplative. So that's the whole idea. So we are sitting in the middle of Vrindavan forest. So therefore, that's a very important principle to appreciate. that in the renounced order, we are supposed to have renounced all our other conceptions and we are only here to serve without complaining, without criticizing in all situations. If I am not ready for that, then Krishna will ultimately not give me that experience. Shri Srimad Bhagavat Padambuja Madhu Swadot Savaishat Padaihi Nikshipta Madhubindavascha Paritaish Bhrashtat Mukhat Gunjitai Yatane Kinchit Yahartam Parabrato Shreyorthinatan Maya Bhuyo Bhuya Ito Rajam Sipadasam Laganani Tesham Bhaji. So it is described, when great souls they speak Harikatha, Shri Srimad Bhagavat Padambuja Madhu Swadot Savai Shat Padaihi, it is like a festival for the bumblebees. Nikshipta Madhubindavascha Paritai, so there is a whole room filled with barrel of honey. Honeybee goes inside, drinks the honey from that, starts singing. He is singing, and as he is singing, drops of honey are falling from his mouth. When you try to drink and your mouth is filled with honey and you try to sing also with the mouth full of honey, what will happen? The drop will fall. Nikshipta madhubindavascha paritai bhrashtat mukhat gunjitaihi yatane kinchityahartam. So it is said, I am practically have no qualification to get that nectar. I simply stand under those honeybees and try to get a few drops which falls from their lips. Shreyortina tanmaya bhuyo bhuya ito rajamsi padasam lagnani tesham bhaje. So I offer my obeisances to such great souls from a distance and just aspire to be their servant of their servant. So the process is perfect, the philosophy is perfect. The practice needs strong attention. Otherwise, if you do not follow the regimen properly, then you will not get the intended result. And you are young, intelligent people who are spending a lot of your time and energy giving up various material comforts. So you may experience frustration after 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, that I gave my life to ISKCON, what happened? So just getting admitted in the hospital is not sufficient. How you follow the treatment program is important. One of the biggest frustrations for Sevasthan is brahmacharis never follow properly medicine or this or that and keep doing their own thing and then say, "Arey, doctor bekar hai, dusra doctor lao." Abhi ye doctor nahi, you know, Udupi wala doctor tha nahi, Coimbatore wala doctor, wo bhi nahi, Jamadagni wo bhi nahi. Phir hamara purana cook, base ka cook ko doctor bana diya, वो नहीं नहीं डॉक्टर गुराड़िया वो भी नहीं होडल होडल नहीं तो नोडल तो ये वो दुनिया भर का डॉक्टर ही बदलने में सब लोग लगे हुए. तो देन पीपल स्टार्ट से अरे गुरु नहीं है हमारे, गुरु होते तो अच्छा होता, वैदिक ट्रेडिशन फॉलो नहीं हो रहा ISKCON में, गुरु का संग नहीं है, तो इसलिए मैं सबको गाली देता रहता हूँ, गुरु होते तो मैं सम्मान करता. So the whole idea is, if the doctor has written prescription and gone, can the patient slap the nurse? Hey, tu kahan se aa gaya? If nurse is giving medicine, what is going to act? Medicine of the given by the nurse or the doctor's coming and smiling? So therefore, our disease is the false ego and the medicine is the sound vibration, and our willingness to take that medicine is our attitude of humility. So whichever devotee you work with in ISKCON, if you consider that here is a representative of the doctor, doctor may not give appointment often, but doctor has appointed so many nurses. Medicine is same. And what is the purpose of my human life? To diminish my Himalayan false ego. And that opportunity I am getting through this Prabhu, through this Prabhu, through this Prabhu, through this Prabhu. If you approach like that, then you will see, oh, there is no hospital better than ISKCON, because it is the only hospital which can provide cure for the false ego. But in that same hospital, if you approach it from a different angle, you will get frustrated. So therefore, this is a very important point. So Prabhupada says, pure devotees awaken others to become immediately Krishna conscious and engage themselves in the transcendental loving service of Krishna. Okay, and then he says, Tara kripa nahiyare pandit nahe kene dekhile shunile hitare Ishwara namane. That one who has not received mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, however learned scholar he may be, he cannot accept Mahaprabhu as Supreme Personality of God. Dekhile shunile tare Ishwara namane. He do not accept Mahaprabhu as the Supreme. So Prabhupada says that one must be considered bereft of Mahaprabhu's mercy when, number one, he criticizes the Krishna consciousness movement. Second, he finds fault with this movement. Third, finds fault with the leader of the movement. So these are very profound points. So it has become very common in devotee community to criticize loosely without having any idea how the ISKCON movement is running and functioning. To criticize ISKCON or the Hare Krishna movement, find fault with the movement, or find fault with the gurus or the leaders of the movement. When the first telex machine came and the first telegram was exchanged, Prabhupada said, be careful, this is going to create gossip. So Prabhupada had major apprehensions about the telex machine, where one thing would go, like Stone Age. So what to speak of now in the age of WhatsApp and this and that? So that's what I'm saying. There is a major difference between what is spoken in these purports and what devotees' daily lifestyle has become. So devotees have become club members of ISKCON, not admitted patients in ISKCON. A club member chooses to visit any part of the club he desires. Oh, I feel like swimming, I swim. I feel like drinking, I go to the bar. I feel like having a snack, I go to the restaurant in the club. I feel like seeing a dance and a song, I organize a kirtan mela. I feel like this, I feel like that. It's becoming like a club. In the club, the member decides. In the hospital, the doctor decides. So probably when ISKCON was formed, Prabhupada's idea of ISKCON was to create 18.66. But now ISKCON has become 18 chapters of Bhagavad Gita. So even being within ISKCON, you have to strive continuously to search for 18.66 and apply yourself there. Otherwise, practically the whole ISKCON movement has become the 18 chapters. Everything is available. You know, it all depends on you, how you deal with it. So once you accept the fact that yes, that's how modern day ISKCON is going to be, so then even as residents of the temple, you have choices. And some people may make choices for karma or jnana or siddhi or whatever. But let's not fake the fact that ISKCON has been originally created for pure bhakti, which is 18.66. Sarva dharman parityaj. So therefore, with the growth and proliferation of all kinds of media, all kinds of multimedia, you know, social media, this, that, practically everyone has become guru. Why? Because on Facebook people have followers. So literally everyone has been given the power to be guru. Right? Previously people would listen to someone who has something sensible to say. Now you could do anything and post anything on YouTube and you will have so many people following you and this and that and everything. So please understand, it's not going to be easy to practice Krishna consciousness. The process has remained same, but the environment in which you are practicing has changed faster and more drastically than you have been able to comprehend what's going on. A regular person has been given the power to express his opinion. So practically the entire concept of shishyatva has been kicked out thanks to all of these. Shishya means one who allows himself to be ruled over, shasan. Main kisi ko apne upar shasan karne ka adhikar deta hu, that is shishya. Whereas from United States of America came all of these various, you know, innovations. But what it has subtly done is it has crushed the Guru Shishya principle in very, very subtle ways. Where even a new bhakta like what's your good name? Devashish. So Devashish could post something and it goes viral. Right? And then in the world he will be acknowledged more highly than say Kavichandra Swami, who has spent 45 years in ISKCON. That is the current scenario. So the value of doing something genuine year after year, honestly, sincerely, and, you know, slogging through the process, that culture is going away because people are feeling whatever can be instantly done and sensation can be created with the least amount of effort, that should be given more priority. And I see more and more devotees are getting sucked into this whole thing. So therefore, who are going to be all of ISKCON's New Age Mahajans? It's a very, very interesting paradigm to observe. Which direction will everyone go? You know, the amount of people of ISKCON, how they are getting sucked into political language, political news, and this news, and that news, and social things, and these things. The contamination levels have grown to an extent never before seen, thanks to being connected to all of this. So therefore, you know, you have to really consider your choices very carefully, because the practice of the simple process of Krishna consciousness is going to become more and more complex. The practice of the simple process is going to become more and more complex, more and more difficult. Attention span is going down. Willingness to submit is going down. You know, age is going down. Qualities are going down. Memory is going down. Only one thing is going up, pride. Which is ridiculous. I am becoming lesser and lesser qualified. And with decreasing qualification, I am becoming increasingly proud. That is Kali Yuga. So therefore, here Prabhupada is saying very heavy things. One must be considered bereft of Lord Chaitanya's mercy when he criticizes the Krishna consciousness movement, finds fault with his movement, and finds fault with the leader of the movement. So therefore, we have to be very careful which way we are going in our day-to-day Krishna consciousness. Like that. So then Prataprudra Maharaj asks second doubt. Instead of visiting temple of Lord Jagannath, why all are running to residence of Mahaprabhu? So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says that all the devotees are very anxious to meet Mahaprabhu. They want to take him with them to see Lord Jagannath. Then Prataprudra Maharaj's third doubt. The son of Bhavananda Rai, Vaninath, with 5 or 7 other men went to obtain Jagannath's remnants, taken huge quantity of Mahaprasad. Why? So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is explaining that seeing that the devotees have come, Mahaprabhu has given instruction that let the devotees be fed prasadam. So this prasadam issue is age old. Devotees' response and reaction to prasadam has always bewildered outside observers. So Prataprudra at this stage is an outsider. And when he is observing how devotees are running to get Mahaprasad, he's, you know, asking this question, what's going on? And practically speaking, even in ISKCON we have seen in big, you know, kind of programs, Rath Yatra or this or that, when we have prasadam distribution, people from big families, good families, nice families, they show as if they have never seen prasad before. Kabhi bhojan dekha hi nahi. That's how they will sometimes behave. So some prasad has some mystic quality. So even Prataprudra Maharaj is getting bewildered. So now he is asking the fourth doubt. Raja kahe upvasa kshaura tirthe ravidhan tahana koriya kene khaiba annapan. Shastra say you must fast and you must shave when you go to Holy Dham. Whereas Mahaprabhu devotee, as soon as they entered, first they are going for prasadam. Where is fasting? They are feasting. It is again Shastra. So he is making this point. So Bhattacharya is saying, Ishwarer paroksha agya kshaur uposhan prabhur sakshat agya prasad bhojan. That Shastra indirectly say, do fasting. Mahaprabhu is saying, feast now. So what should be done? Even if Mahaprabhu doesn't say, we will do that. Right. So, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is patiently trying to explain this situation. Taha upavasa yaha nahi mahaprasad prabhur agya prasade tyage hoya prad. Prabhu is giving agya, and if we don't take prasad, it will be offense. So naturally we must feast. It's Lord's instruction. And if Lord suddenly gives instruction which he gave to Haridas Thakur, what will do? So, Visheshe Srihaste Prabhu Kare Pariveshan, Eta Labh Chhadi Kare Kon Uposhan. And on top of that, Jagannath Prasad is nectar. Mahaprabhu's hand is nectar. We are getting nectar through nectar. Double nectar. Who will give up this opportunity? So therefore he is justifying this. Like that. So therefore, you know, this particular section is very important because it explains how Pratapadra Maharaj is developing his faith in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees. So then there is a whole section on dealings between Lord and his devotees, because Lord is meeting all the Bengal devotees for the first time after a long time. So all of them were offering prayers, and Lord embraced each one of them with affection, offered them garland, like that. So this all, you know, happened. Mahaprabhu would always take devotees to Atharnala and meet them there. So I think in 1999 Yatra, or I don't remember which Yatra, Radhanath Swami enacted this whole pastime, where he had all of us purchase garlands for all those who were coming for the Yatra. There were 400, 600 people. So it was all fully planned for 2 days, where we will meet the devotees, how we'll. So Chandan, garland, everything was there. And Maharaj personally garlanded each devotee and offered Chandan, following in the footsteps of this, you know, particular pastime. That this is the Vaishnava culture. Like that. So I don't know whether video recordings of that is available, but it happened at Atharnala. Sanat Kumar Prabhu will remember the details exactly of which year it happened. Like that. And then also one yatra, Kshirchor Gopinath at Remuna. So Maharaj, we reached Remuna probably by 3 o'clock only. So then everyone took lunch prasad. Then katha began. So the Maharaj had kept the kshir, you know, that condensed milk, for the end. So he began giving talk around 4 o'clock. And it went on 6 o'clock, 6:30. It was becoming dark, and all the bus drivers were creating a big danga outside. So a few devotees were trying to manage them. They were saying, we can't go back in the dark and this and that. Stop it immediately. So inside, full nectar going on, katha. Outside, full riot is going on. And so many slips were sent to Maharaj. Please end, please end, please end. Maharaj will take, said, I have received a note to end. Shall I continue? Revol. And then, probably it was like 6:30, 7 o'clock, pitch dark all around. Then Maharaj said, now everyone should close their eyes and meditate on the pastime, and everyone will be given one pot. So pots were distributed to everyone. And then we will together experience tasting of this sweet rice, whatever, kshira, as it was tasted by Madhavendra Puri. Like that. So he kind of took a lot of pains to transmit the mood, you know, and the feelings experienced in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, because the mood is what touches the heart. So I remember those things. And you know, it's important for us to remember those things. Otherwise, there will be Chaitanya Charitamrita saying certain things, but our real life scenario is something else. And you will experience dissatisfaction. So Lord was reciprocating with devotees in Gambhira.
And Gopinath Acharya and Bhattacharya met the Vaishnavas at Gambhira. So Mahaprabhu is then glorifying each devotee. So this is an important part where Mahaprabhu is glorifying each devotee, expressing his gratitude for the relationship with him. Right? So probably we are miserly in expressing our affection and appreciation for devotees. And that's one of the reasons why we feel dissatisfaction in the heart. If you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mahaprabhu is telling Advaita Acharya, today I have become perfect because of your arrival. When was the last time we told that to anyone? Today I have become perfect because of your arrival. And Mahaprabhu is telling Advaita Acharya, was close to him. Sometimes you may speak it to somebody who is distant. But when someone is close, then, you know, what comes across our mind is so many problems and faults and shortcomings. And we appreciate, but we are unable to express. So what you will find in Chaitanya Charitamrita is unabashed, free-flowing, you know, generous expression of affection, love and appreciation for Lord and the devotees and amongst the devotees. It's not that Mahaprabhu had to organize a birthday party and then bring a cake and a knife and say, okay, now everyone, today is his birthday. Please make sure you only glorify. Other things tomorrow. Today. Sometimes even in that, sometimes devotees start quoting some pastime which is question mark, whether it is glorification or something else. Then you have to remind, arey, aaj birthday bhaiya. This is not in the right context. So Mahaprabhu is profusely glorifying Advaita Acharya. And then Mahaprabhu is telling, and Advaita Acharya, how is he saying? What is he responding? Natural characteristic of the Supreme Lord is he takes pleasure in devotees' association with whom he has a variety of eternal pastimes. So he's also reciprocating. So Lord's dealing with Vasudev Datta. Mahaprabhu is telling, Mukunda is my childhood friend. I take greater pleasure in seeing you than in seeing him. Right? So it is not that because of saying like this, Mukunda is feeling, you know, affected. Arey, ye kya bol diya? Nahin. Vasudev is saying, Mukunda got your association in the beginning, took shelter at your lotus feet. That is his transcendental rebirth. Although Mukunda is my junior, he first received your favor. Therefore, he is transcendentally senior to me. Besides that, you very much favored Mukunda. Thus, he is superior in all good qualities. It's all there in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It all depends on which sections we decide to pay attention to. So Mahaprabhu is telling, he's trying to, you know, it is like Krishna trying to test the gopis. So as long as the gopis felt, I am receiving Krishna's mercy, Krishna was okay. As soon as the gopis thought, I am receiving more mercy than her, That's the end of Krishna's association. Out. As soon as that comparative mode came, Krishna left. And then they had to sing the Gopi Geet and everything. So Mahaprabhu keeps testing directly because he's Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. So directly in devotee association, he keeps giving some, you know, online test to check consciousness. So he's telling, although Mukunda is my friend, I take greater pleasure in seeing you than in seeing him. Right? So if I was there, I would say, no. Not like that. So you cannot express also, because you kind of accept it. You want to express,
But many times you feel so convinced that this is true that you don't feel like protesting also. But Vasudeva immediately is saying, Mukunda got your association in the beginning, took shelter at your lotus feet. Although Mukunda is my junior, he first received your favor, therefore is transcendently senior to me. So everyone in Mahaprabhu's associates are competing to take a lower position and show others are in a higher position. And so many fights are going on in ISKCON of exactly the opposite nature. How to show that I am in a superior position and you are in a lower position. So that's the point I am trying to make. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, for your sake only, I brought two books, Brahma Samhita and Krishna Karanamrita. You can get them copied. So Mahaprabhu is telling in front of everyone to Vasudev Datta, for you I brought Brahma Samhita and Krishna Karanamrita. So if Radhanath Swami comes and, you know, sits with all of you and says, Achyut Nityanand, for you only I brought the Sony Handycam. So what will be the other's response? Huh? Go away. Huh? बस आप ऐसा सोचेंगे पूरा और अपने बारे में नहीं सोचेंगे वो ठीक है और कुछ लाया कि नहीं पूछेंगे कि नहीं सो दैट्स द पॉइंट हरि बोल अतुल प्रभु प्लीज कम इन हो गया टूर हो गया आइए आइए वी हैव टू devotees from Kurukshetra. Please. This is another project within GV, the Bhakti Vedanta Vidyapeet. 2 years training program. So you got the idea that Mahaprabhu is telling openly, for your sake only. Again, Mahaprabhu is saying like specifically, for your sake only, I brought two books. So therefore, many times people say that why the experience which is there in Chaitanya Charitamrita we don't get in ISKCON. Because till the false ego, envy, all these anarthas are there, we cannot experience this sweetness. These are all dealings amongst pure devotees we are seeing. These are all pure Vaishnavas. So therefore, we read about these pastimes. That's our aspiration. But the real time, you know, experience is quite different. But because the real time experience is different, doesn't mean we just dump this and say, main to jo karna karunga, main to ye level pe. So many times when I see so many fights, conflicts, resolutions, dissolutions, nothing happened, no solution. So I see that Prabhupada started Bhagavatam class morning, Bhagavad Gita class evening. I was mentioning somewhere, we should have afternoon Mahabharat class. So the standard which has been set for ISKCON is Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. The real-time experience is more like Mahabharat, palace politics. So therefore, you know, it's important to appreciate that we are going through Duryodhan, Dushyasan, you know, and that kind of situation. But no devotee ever thinks, I am Duryodhan. The only thing, ye Duryodhan. ये गड़बड़ है ये शकुनी बट एक्चुअली स्पीकिंग वही महाभारत वॉज क्रिएटेड बाई व्यासदेव बिकॉज पीपल इन जनरल आर अट्रैक्टेड टू conflicts, politics, power play, sex life, you know, money, all of these things. So profusely this has been described in Mahabharata. And in ISKCON, many of the situations and the problems you see will be all connected to someone ran away with a girl, someone ran away with money, this leader is having conflict with another leader, both are having conflict with third leader, you know. So many of the real-time situation you will see is quite similar more to Mahabharata and the characters in Mahabharata. So the aspiration is Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. But the consciousness is at the level of what we are seeing. And Mahabharata, because also Krishna occasionally appears in Mahabharata. So devotees who are deeply entrenched in all kinds of, you know, trying to fix things within an ISKCON situation also come across Krishna occasionally. Maximum there are 16 rounds. After that, what they do in their 24 hours, Krishna hardly manifests directly. They are doing all kinds of other stuff. What is that third canto? Vidura is saying to Maitreya. Vidura is telling Maitreya that please don't about Mahabharata. Tell me more about direct. Right? Sakhapite Bharatam Ah. So he is wanting to hear direct Krishna Katha. Munir Mivaksho Bhagavat Kathayam Sakhapite Bharatam Ah Krishna. And what is the next verse? No, uske pehle wala. So he says in one of the verses, I think it's forward or backward, Paravaresham Bhagavan Vratani Shrutani Me Vyasa Mukhat Abhikshnam Atrapnuma Kshulla Sukhavaganam Teshamrte Krishna Kathamrtoghat. Right, he says, Paravaresham Bhagavan Vratani Shrutani Me Vyasa Mukhat Abhikshnam. Abhikshnam means repeatedly. Bar bar sun liya hai maine Mahabharat, pareshan ho gaya main to tha udhar hi. I am one of the affected party. Vidura is saying, Shrutani Me. Right? So therefore, the realization of one devotee is entertainment of another devotee. So Vidura's realization becomes Kali Yuga's entertainment. Right? When you can eating popcorn and soda, you can watch the serial as Vyasadeva is getting chucked out. Our Vidura is getting chucked out of the palace by Duryodhan. Right? So he's saying, I went through the whole thing. Atrapnuma. That is an important word. I feel dissatisfied. Kshulla sukhava ganam. Beto. Kshulla sukh. Mere ko kuch sukh nahi mila usme. Thoda bahut. Insignificant. Why? Usme Krishna katha nahi tha sufficient. Tesha amrte Krishna katha amrit oghat. Are mujhe to Krishna katha ke sagar mein doobna hai. Aisa chullu bhar nahi. So therefore we are drowning all of you in Krishna Katha Sagar at the beginning. Because once you get into your active life in ISKCON, you will find that it's an oxygen rarefied atmosphere. And then you will have to really strive to get that oxygen. Right? paravaresham bhagavan vratani shrutani me vyasa mukhat abhikshanam. But the real life situation many times is such. So I would always think, "Arey, why Mahabharat, so much going on? Where Vidura is saying very clearly, Atrapnuma, I was not satisfied, just speak Krishna Katha." But practically, most of the problems faced in real time ISKCON's organization and management is at the level of Duryodhan Dushyasan, of stupid conflicts. So therefore, many times I started feeling nowadays ki thoda Mahabharat ka bhi basic gyan hona chahiye. Kabhi kabhi bahut high-fi hum log shastra sikha dete hain. But somebody gets into organization, that's my next vision. That just like Stephen Covey has taken all the Christian things and created all kinds of organizational tools, you know, for people in their management and leadership position. We should take all these lessons from Mahabharata, Ramayana and those sections which are relevant and create courses out of them so that people understand basic things. How to speak diplomatically, how to get things done, how to do things without breaking relationship, art of negotiation, this, that, which in everyday life we need with each other, with outsiders. So we really don't have a course for that. And if anyone has to do it, we have to do it. You know, I think we started some Vidyapit project, somebody, nothing significant has come out of that. Yeah. But we need to keep that. It may be in the back burner, but it has to be burning. We need it. So I have changed my opinion on Mahabharat because I feel that a lot of Draupadis are getting disrobed. So we need to deal with it and we need some understanding of, you know, what we can learn in our day-to-day life. Otherwise, sometimes you just have knowledge been given at this level. But then basic human etiquettes or dealings are not being followed. So that's the whole idea. So therefore you see Mahaprabhu's dealing with Srivas and his brothers, dealing with Damodar Pandit, with Shivananda Sen, you know, Murari Gupta. The details are different, but the principles are all the same. The principle is glorifying, appreciating, genuinely, specifically, the contributions of those devotees. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Lord, who can flood the world unilaterally with pure love, but he is recognizing the contribution is of each one of those devotees and expressing those contributions. So many times we may recognize, but we may not express. And if we do not express, we don't expect other person to be Paramatma to understand. So therefore, when you go through Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is not just philosophy. Adilila is a lot of philosophy, but Madhyalila is a lot of culture. Madhyalila comes up with a lot of culture. And Antilila reveals, you know, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's experience of pure love as he is spending time in Gambhira. So therefore, why we are taking all of you through this 2-year study program is so that you internalize these teachings. Prabhur Agyay Koila Sabha Shastrera Vichar Brajera Niguda Bhakti Orila Prachar. So on the Lord's instruction, this was studied so that one can actually understand. Yah sarva lokaika manobhiruchya saubhagya bhu kachit akrishta pachya yatraya maropana tulya kala saprema saki phalavan atulya. So Raghunath Das Goswami He actually touched the heart of the devotees. Yah sarva laukaika manobhiruchya. Das Goswami's dealings were so pleasing to the devotees. Saubhagya bhu. It was like a most fortunate soil. As soon as you sow something, it will fructify. Kachit akrishta pachya. Without tilling, the seed would just grow. And what was the reason why that soil had become so fertile? It had been blessed profusely by the devotees. So therefore, Chaitanya Charitamrita is expressing various hints how we should deal with devotees in a way that we receive blessings. Right? We should become the source of receiving Mahaprabhu's and devotees' blessings. Saubhagya bhu kachita krishta pachya yatrayam aropana tulyakala. At the time the seed was sown, sa prema shakhi phalavan tulya. That tree immediately grows and becomes, bears fruit. So therefore Raghunath Das Goswami's austerities may be studied, his contributions may be studied, but do not forget to study what was his attitude. His attitude was that of pleasing the devotees and being a humble instrument in the hands of the devotees. So therefore, all of these different details are there in our shastras, but we need to focus on them. Just like Govindev temple is there, but you don't see it at night. You need to focus. You need to throw light on it and bring it out. And the beauty of Govindev becomes prominent. Otherwise it just merges with the dark landscape. So therefore all of these hints are there in the scriptures. We need to focus. And therefore that is called darshan. Right? That is called darshan. Darshan means revelation. Sadhunam samachittanam sutaram matkratatmanam. Darshanam no bhavet bandha pumsa akshnor savitur yatha. So just by taking darshan of devotees, it is like taking darshan of the sun. Bondage cannot remain. Just as by seeing the sun, darkness cannot remain. You see the sun, darkness cannot be there. By seeing devotee, bondage to this material world cannot be there. So that is the advantage of being with devotees. And how to remain with the devotees, stay with the devotees in a way that we get blessed and not get cursed. That is being revealed in these pastimes and dealings in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So therefore it's easy to study the Chaitanya Charitamrita as part of your syllabus. It's more difficult to practice the Chaitanya Charitamrita when you start serving. And it is most difficult to practice the Chaitanya Charitamrita when you get into management. So therefore, never forget that this is our foundation. However difficult situation may be, these truths don't change. The process of revelation of pure love remains same. And one can't give excuse, but I am doing all this for Mahaprabhu only. Main gali kyun de raha hu? Mahaprabhu ke liye to gali de raha hu. Kya problem? So for every action there will be action. Any questions? We are going slow. But I hope the discussion is relevant. I'm not prepared anything, you know. I don't give prepared classes like all of your esteemed Vidyapeeth teachers. Oh, there is a Trishul coming at me.
Hare Krishna. And Pruja, as you told that when you will go...
He is in Saffron here.
I am a guest.
Hare Krishna. You said that there is no place for kind of... Not exactly, you didn't say the no place, but about complaining you are telling. They're not here to complain. I want to ask, what is it then? Is there any place for kind of like clarifying or complaining at all? Because when we deal in a real-time situation, in a more practical terms, neither the authority is perfect nor the subordinate is perfect. And we have to deal with people who are trying their level best within their capacities. So, sometimes when we, especially when I am disturbed, in general people are disturbed, they hear Maharaj classes. In my life I have seen, when I am disturbed, I don't hear Maharaj classes actually. Because the moment I hear Maharaj classes, Maharaj doesn't leave in 1%, he just stamps in pure devotional service. He will just cut, you know.
So, it's bahut bhari hai ye to.
Bahut, rather, I feel, main jo bhi kar raha hun, sab galat hai, aise work ki feeling aata hai kabhi kabhi.
Direct surgeon ke paas mat jao abhi. No, sir, koi hai kya? Surgeon ke paas mat jao. Jaldi, operation jaldi kar dega.
Maharaj doesn't, I have never heard Maharaj speaking much about, you know, like okay, discussion, clarifying, this kind of the terms I've never heard only. Maharaj classes just directly speaks about.
हाँ ये सर्जन केवल उस्तरा लेके घूमते तो सर्जन के पास जाने का ही नहीं.
So in general when people are disturbed,
मैं एडमिट हो गया हूँ लेकिन जब भी डॉक्टर राउंड पे आएगा मैं थोड़ा फ्रूट जूस पीने चला जाऊँगा.
In general when people are disturbed, they go to they seek shelter of, you know, the Guruvani. When I'm at least disturbed in management, you know, whenever that time I feel fearful to hear from Maharaj actually, you know.
Because I am trying to help you analyze why you are feeling fearful.
I am telling you because Maharaj doesn't give, like I feel maybe this much is acceptable to discuss, maybe I may not too much, but when Maharaj, hear from Maharaj, it feels like
no, because you have not experienced an authority whom you are compelled to surrender in life. Listen to my words, meditate on my words. You have not experienced an authority whom you are compelled to surrender with no choice. So you have not yet entered Supreme Court. You have experienced lower courts, middle courts, and you are thinking Supreme Court to dur ki baat hai, abhi to yahan to adjust kar lega, yahan case jeet jayega apan. But what I am, in my lecture I mentioned is that what doctor prescribe, nurse gives. A nurse may make some mistake here and there, fine, but ultimately the medicine is what is going to cure us. So we have to focus on the medicine and the methods to take the medicine. So when the medicine is not administered properly, we should not lose faith in the process of taking that medicine. And the medicine has been given for our false ego. So therefore, if you have do not have experience of someone smashing, crushing, making a pulp out of your false ego, and you survive it, and you come out healthier and happier than before, then you are like a patient who has a pus, but who is always afraid that the doctor will come and prick that or pura wo phod dega pus ko. Dard hoga, dard hoga, dard hoga, dard hoga, dard hoga. Jo dar gaya wo mandir gaya. So as I said, that majority of the people in ISKCON have started thinking that ISKCON is not a hospital, it's a club. So probably you have never felt sufficiently inspired that this doctor is competent enough to do a surgery. You are like a patient who is still searching for the right doctor. Kaun hai ye? Kahan se kya MBBS? Kahan se kya MD? Chalo, wait karta hun. So you are wasting your time looking for the ideal doctor. That ideal doctor will never manifest. So the main doctor is sending various attendants, nurses, this, that, with the right medicine to dissolve the false ego. Gurudev, Kripa Bindu, Diya, Koro Ei, Trina Pekha, Ati, Hina. Right? So all the Vaishnava bhajans sound melodious. But to experience those bhajans is horrendous. You have to go through a process of being crushed. Ganne ka juice kitne logon ko pasand hai? Haath uthao. Kya tum kyun nahi haath utha rahe? Ganna kitne logon ko banna hai? Acha tumko banna hai? गन्ने को कुचले बिना रस निकलेगा क्या? आजकल कौन सी यात्रा चल रही है डीटीस के ऊपर? चंदन यात्रा। मानो चंदन का एक टुकड़ा लाके मैं यहां रख दूं, है कि नहीं? विल यू बी एबल टू अप्रिशिएट? चंदन केवल ऐसे पड़ा हुआ है, रोज आओ देखो, दर्शन करो जाओ, चंदन का उपयोग होगा? चंदन का असली तत्व निकालना हो तो क्या करना पड़ता है? क्या करना पड़ेगा? धीरे धीरे या जोर से? कितना जोर से? एक ही बार कि बार बार? थोड़ी देर तक? बहुत देर तक? आप लोगों का आत्मकथा बता रहे हो आप लोग। तो प्रभुपाद जी के बगल में आप देख लो ब्लॉक रखा हुआ है, वही ब्रह्मचारी जीवन है। और थोड़े में अगर लगता है बहुत थक गया तो क्या निकलेगा? पानी निकलता है, वो चंदन का पानी रहता है वो, है ना? पुजारी रिजेक्ट कर देगा, बोलेगा नहीं चलेगा, अपने को चंदन मांगता है, दम लगा। So if you are fearful of being scrubbed, fearful of being crushed, amrit kaise niklega bhaiya? So therefore we have to appreciate that it's a long process, but it's a guaranteed process, it works. And therefore Prabhupada writes in the purport of the pastime in Sakshi Gopal purport or the other one. Ek din udyog eche mahotsav kaila, Gopal prabhave hoy anya na janila. In that purport says, Madhavendrapuri pastime, he says, one must practice devotional service without leaving the association of devotees. Hai ki nahi? क्योंकि जब चंदन के टुकड़े को दर्द होता है तो भागना चाहता है, ये फिर घिसेगा यार ये। तो चंदन का टुकड़ा बनना चाहते हो या चंदन का सुगंध बनना चाहते हो, ये आपके ऊपर है। जो ऐसा आके इस्कॉन में घूमता रहेगा वो चंदन का टुकड़ा बन के निकल जाएगा। अगर चंदन का सुगंध चाहिए तो और चंदन का टुकड़ा अपने आप को घिस सकता है क्या? है परफेक्ट समझ गया यार, क्या तुमने बिल्कुल चक्रवर्ती पाद का कमेंट्री बोल दिया है। तो ये 21 दिन चलता है, अपना 21 साल चलेगा मिनिमम, उसके बाद फिर सेकंड राउंड वो टिका, तो फिर नेक्स्ट राउंड अनदर 21 इयर्स चलता रहेगा। है कि नहीं? सो व्हेन यू जॉइन इस्कॉन यू मे हैव थॉट कि मैं यहाँ हलवा खाने आया हूँ, फिर बाद में मालूम पड़ता है कि नहीं, मैं तो चंदन का टुकड़ा बनने आया हूँ। So it all depends on how you change your perception. And once you go through that, तो पहला बार किसी को तुम बोलेगा ये करो तो वो डर जाता है, अरे ये कैसे करूँगा। And anything you do, swimming करो, जा jump लगाओ, अरे मेरे को तैरना नहीं आता, नहीं नहीं मेरे को ये डर लगता है, धड़ाक धक्का मारा, गिरा, हाथ पैर मारा, चल गया, अरे हो जाता है। So like that, we are protecting our false ego so carefully, thinking it is an asset. So we consider the wound to be an asset, to be an ornament. And we don't allow the doctor to intervene. But ek bar khatak se maar diya, uska aadat lag gaya, theek hai. Then only bliss will begin. ये तो जितना तुम बचा के रखेगा बचा के रखेगा बड़ा ही होगा वो, समझ रहे ना? होगा होगा, धीरे धीरे सब होगा। अभी कलकत्ता प्रोजेक्ट आएगा। Yeah, what was your question? अभी तो पहले मैं थोड़ा यहाँ आता हूँ पहले frequently.
Prabhuji, you mentioned that now you are reading Bhagavatam and CC, and after completing Vidyapeeth will go to temple, and you told that kind of palace politics kind of things are going on. So when such type of situation I will encounter, how to deal with that? And
how to deal with that? Read Mahabharat. You have to tolerate. How you to deal with that? You have to deal with the situation on a day-to-day basis. Shrutam cha drishtavat dushtam sparadha asuya atyave bahuntraya kamatvat krishivat chapi. So, Shrutam, whatever you have heard, whatever you have not experienced, you go through all of those things. You actually, you have to understand that this is reality. So palace politics doesn't mean that some Duryodhan will come, Dushasana will come. And it will happen amongst yourself only. Abhi you are best friends in Vidyapeeth, kyunki baith ke apan Bhagavat padh rahe bas. Conflict ka jyada chances hai nahi isme. Hai ki nahi? Kal ke din tum ek department mein gaya, dusra dusre department mein gaya. Phir dekho relationship ka kya hota hai. Right? But I have seen previous Vidyapeeth batches. To nikla, pehla do mahina, every day wo log aa rahe, Bhagavat padhenge, phir dheere dheere dheere, ab 3 din mein ek baar padhenge, hafte mein ek baar padhenge, 15 din mein ek baar, abhi mahine mein ek baar, pata nahi. Ye bhi ye department hai, wo bhi wohi department mein, झगड़ा चल रहा है, मैं बोला अरे भूल गया क्या यार, विद्यापीठ भूल गया क्या, टाइम पे याद नहीं आता। तो ऐसा मैंने से पहले स्पॉलेट डजंट मीन लाइक ऐसा कोई द्रौपदी घूमेगी और उसके पीछे ना, स्मॉल लेवल स्मॉल टाइम push and pull, which is, you know, at the condition level, we'll all go through that. We can't avoid. So I'm saying you should react to those situations with the foundation of these teachings. That's my point. So if someone else is acting in a certain way, you can't say that, अरे ये तो दुशासन जैसा बिहेव कर रहा है, मैं फिर दुर्योधन बनूंगा. So that's my point. So you can't say that, अरे why he is doing like this, why he is doing like this, so I'll also do like that. So how you deal with the devotees and how you deal with the outsiders, there has to be a difference. So don't expect an idealistic scenario. There is idealism and there is realism. And maturity is the ability to balance both. Okay? Relax. Tighten your seat belt. Flight is taking off. Vaikunth Viman. Seat belt will only be open at time of death. Take you to the spiritual world. Enjoy the ride. Whatever is served, take it. Don't jump off on a parachute. There will be some turbulences. When turbulences come, again tighten the seat belt. That's it. Okay? Yeah, you had a third question, yeah.
So Guruji, a question about the Guru. So you told that like everybody is trying to become Guru. But the
Amar Agya Guru Huya, Tarai Desh, Mahaprabhu has said.
Yeah, but the problem is like sometimes I think like that there is no need to become Guru. Why to go outside and why to preach? So let us ourselves release the Bhagavatam and then have some service like that. But the point is, the moment like, we think like that, some devotees comes like, "Arey, have some compassion, go outside, preach." Some devotees taste like that, and some devotees like they tell like, "Arey, isme dam nahi, ye kar hi nahi sakta." So like that.
आ तो आपके बारे में बोलता है?
Yeah, I'm asking about myself.
नहीं, कई दूसरा devotee आके तुम्हारे बारे में बोलता है. ये क्या है यार? ये तो झाड़ में पौधा दे स, पौधा पे पानी दे सकता है बस.
So then it becomes are. So like this thing is like very contradictory. Some devotees they are like they can go outside, have compassion. Some they are no need to like, why to just like elevate our consciousness and go back to Godhead in this same life. So what do we can do?
First of all, know that there will be lot of confusing elements in ISKCON. And all are right also. Many of them are right. So you have to choose. But what is the basic principle of bhakti? To choose or to follow? You are going to choose or you are going to follow? Or you want a negotiation? Let's discuss. Then we choose. Then if you decide based on what I like, then I follow. So there are different options are there. That's why I said 18 chapters are available. Because 18.66 is too heavy for many devotees. So you have to choose your model and then move accordingly. So you can say that, yes, I'm in ISKCON, but I'm not ready for 18.66. Let's begin with some Sakam Karma Yoga. Then he said, okay, let's begin with Nishkam Karma Yoga. I will decide what I will do, but I will offer the fruits to Krishna. Right? I will do Ashtang Yoga, Siddhi. I want to do this service and I want to just do this service only and specialize in this because I want to become the number one in this seva in the whole of world of ISKCON. ये सेवा मतलब अपना नाम आना चाहिए, ये क्या हो गया सिद्धि कामी. और कोई बोलता रे क्या ये सेवा एवा एट रजोगुणी, बैठो अभी भागवत में केवल दो परपोट हुआ है, प्रभुपाद और चक्रवर्ती पाद, बाकी 24 आचार्यों का कौन करेगा, मुझे ही करना पड़ेगा. सेवा है वो मेरी, किसने दिया, मैंने खुद चूज किया है. तो ज्ञान के मार्ग पर बढ़ो आगे. सो द वे ISKCON इज स्ट्रक्चर्ड टुडे, कोई कुछ नहीं बोलने वाला, यही तो मजे की बात है. यू हैव टू चूज योर चैप्टर एंड वंस यू चूज चैप्टर 18.66 करके मानो आपने बटन दबाया, ओके माई चॉइस. ये हो सकता है एक आध दो साल के बाद बोले भारी श्लोक है यार, थोड़ा रीसेट बटन, रीसेट ऑप्शन भी अवेलेबल है. थोड़ा सर्वधर्मान से चालू किया, थोड़ा परित्यज्य कर देता हूँ सब उसको, अभी आई गो बैक टू सम अदर. समझ रहे हैं? सो देयरफॉर बेटर टू गो फ्रॉम सकाम निष्काम टू 18.66 देन टू बिगिन विद 18.66 एंड देन से भैया प्रोसेस डजंट वर्क. आर यू अंडरस्टैंडिंग व्हाट आई एम सेइंग? इट्स डिफिकल्ट फॉर मी टू ट्रांसलेट एन एक्सपीरियंस इनटू वर्ड्स.
Like that, then where is the space for the Guru's order?
That's what I'm saying. Guru's order is not an ornament to be just hung on the drawing room as a decoration. So Guru's order is you deal with the other devotee nicely. What about that order? So people say Guru's order is distribute books. Guru's order is do college preaching. Guru's order is this. For that, मेरा सेवा करना है मेरे को, गुरु का ऑर्डर है. अरे गुरु का ऑर्डर प्रेम से बात करना नहीं है क्या? समझ रहे हैं? सो देयरफॉर सो मेनी थिंग्स आर देयर, यू हैव टू सी द होल पिक्चर. सो व्हाट आई एम सेइंग इज हु इज योर गुरु, दैट्स माय क्वेश्चन. गुरुज ऑर्डर बोल रहे हैं, आपके गुरु कौन है? नहीं नहीं आप बताइए. आप साइड लॉन्ग ग्लैंस किधर दे रहे हैं यार? हु इज योर गुरु? नहीं नहीं आई एम आस्किंग सिंपल क्वेश्चन. आपका नाम अनादि राम दास है, ठीक है, आपके गुरु कौन है आपके लाइफ में?
लाइक राधानाथ स्वामी इज गुरु, बट लाइक इमीडिएट माय अथॉरिटी इज लाइक गौरांगदेव गुरु, आलोक निमा गुरु.
राधा
आलोक निमा गुरु. हाँ
तो आपके ऑलरेडी दो गुरु हैं ऑलरेडी. अभी तक विद्यापीठ के शांति के जीवन में तीन गुरु हो गए आपके. एक वो जो इन्होंने दीक्षा दी, जो फिर बाद में कल हो सकता है जीवन भर कोई प्रश्न पूछेंगे नहीं आपको, तो वो हो गए अच्छे गुरु. फिर जो रोज प्रश्न पूछते हैं वो हो गए थोड़े बुरे गुरु. सो गुड डॉक्टर बैड नर्स. समझ रहे ना? तो मान लो यहाँ विद्यापीठ से निकला फिर दूसरे कहीं पर गए, तो देन दे बिकम इन कैटेगरी ऑफ गुड गुरु एंड योर लेटेस्ट बिकम बैड गुरु. हुएवर इंटरवीन ऑन योर वुंड और द पस विल कॉज पेन. And when the pus is removed and the pain comes, you feel the person who is removing is my enemy. You understand? So you have to transform your vision that Krishna will give opportunities for various devotees to humble me. They are all my gurus. They are all doctors and nurses who have been sent by Krishna mercifully. Because I have chosen to treat my false ego in this lifetime, and therefore I have sacrificed so many other stupid things in life and joined ISKCON. So after joining ISKCON, majority patients may even forget why they got admitted in the hospital. They may get attracted to the nurse only and tell the nurse, will you marry me? They may get attracted to the juice shop in the hospital. They may get attracted to this or that. Some two patients may start playing football in the hospital corridor. So you must remember it is a hospital. You must remember it is a hospital meant for me. You must remember I am the patient. Sometimes some patient is admitted so long, he starts thinking he's the doctor. He starts going and advising. ये दवाई डालो यार, ये दवाई डालो, उसका खुद का या ऐसा इधर ये इधर बैंडेज लगाए, ये डालो. अरे तीन साल से एडमिट हूँ, मेरे को मालूम है क्या क्या है. रोज रोज वही होता है. समझ रहे ना. सो व्हाट आई एम सेइंग इज वेरी सिंपल ओनली, बट इफ यू मिस दैट देन यू विल गेट कॉट. So it is not a club. Club means you go and choose. Chalo tash khelte. Bore ho gaya. Daru peete. Bore ho gaya. Picture dekhte. Arey bhai bhi bore ho gaya. Kuch nahi karte. So club means I choose. Hospital means doctor chooses. So you have to decide how you want to treat ISKCON. Mallanam Nanam Strenam Smaro Murtiman Gopanam Swajano Shatam Kshitipajam Shasta Swapitro Shishu Mrityur Bhojapate Virad Abidusha Tattvam Param Yoginam Vrishninam Paradevateti Vidito Rangam Gata Sagarja. As Krishna entered, everyone looked at him with different angle. So like that, everyone is entering ISKCON. Whoever is entering ISKCON has a different conception. Ye hai, koi bolta nahi ye hai, bolta ye hai, wo hai. So you have to ask the founder acharya, kya hai? So he is mentioning in his purports, kya hai? But jo padhega hi nahi, usko kya malum? So it is not a club where you come and entertain yourself and go. It is a hospital where you cure yourself. And based on your experience of being cured, you share that with others. So the experience of being cured may not be pleasurable. The experience of being cured is pleasurable, but the process of being cured may not be pleasurable. You understand? The process may be painful. It may involve injections, surgeries, sedation, various kinds of painful steps and procedures taken by the expert doctors who know what to do. But it's easier to submit to doctors who are expert and more difficult to submit to doctors who are not so expert. And that's the biggest challenge ISKCON is facing, a severe lack of expert doctors. ISKCON has managed to admit more patients than grow the number of expert doctors. That's exactly the crisis we are facing. We have increased the number of beds in the hospital. We have not added as many doctors on the rolls. So more and more patients are coming in at a faster rate, but we have not been able to add as many doctors in successive generations who would inspire the patient to take the medicine voluntarily, willingly, with faith. So therefore, that's the balanced view. you know, addressing your point. And that's a crisis in, you know, there is a dynamic tension we are facing in this intergenerational transition. Okay? Did you get your answer? I am in a contemplative mood today. I am just flying tomorrow to Milan to attend, you know, organizational development meetings of the GBC. So I'm already thinking like, I've already switched to the not urgent but important mode. So I'm in a different reflective mode about the future of the society and which way we are going and things like that. So I'm not immediately thinking of what's pending on our to-do list here. But these are important points to ponder upon about why, in spite of having the best philosophy, we are struggling so terribly at all levels, you know, in especially with respect to so many dealings and conflicts and this and that. Okay, so what was your question? That whom to follow? Yeah. Avadhut Brahman had how many gurus? An average ISKCON devotee will have minimum 365 gurus, one for every day. That means somebody you will get every day who will humble you. So he becomes your guru for the day. Prithivi Vayur Akasha Apogni Chandrama Ravi Kapoto Jagara Sindhu Pingala Kuroror Bhaka. Right? So this whole 24 gurus Avadhut Brahman saw. And that was in some other yuga. And internet was not there. So now you have definitely more and more gurus from whom to learn. So Avadhut Brahman, he could learn from prostitute also. And you have difficulty learning from some other devotee with tilak. So is it problem of the devotee with tilak or our attitude and consciousness? Can you learn anything from prostitute? Do you want to learn anything from prostitute? So Avadhut Brahman, has he gone deviant? Is he deviation? Huh? But he's learning. So Bhagavatam is transmitting to us that you change your consciousness, International Society for Krishna. We may preach, but don't forget that we have to first apply, implement, experience, then preach. This philosophy is not just for others. It's for me. And then I share it. So Avadhut Brahman can learn from all these kinds of kapot or pigeon. Abhi kitna pigeon, hum log dekh gaali dete rehte unko. Maintenance department ke liye headache hai, pigeon. Lekin wo pigeon se bhi seekh rahe. Ajgar. Ajgar se koi kuch seekhega kya? So from all kinds of dumb elements in this world, prithvi, रोज अपन पृथ्वी को देखते हैं, वायु, आकाश, कुछ सीखने लायक है क्या उनसे? अरे सीखने की इच्छा हो तो जड़ वस्तु से भी आदमी सीख जाता है, और सीखने की इच्छा न हो तो चाहे कितना भी लेक्चरबाजी हो जाए, अपने को दोषी दिखेगा उसमें. तो प्रॉब्लम किसका है, सिखाने वाला है कि सीखने वाले का है? So if that guy can learn from 24 elements, jiske saath koi uska lena dena nahi, aur apan bole nahi yaar mere ko इंस्पिरेशन नहीं आ रहा है, इनसे भी इंस्पिरेशन नहीं आ रहा है, इनसे भी नहीं आ रहा है, एक्चुअली किसी से नहीं आ रहा है. So whose problem it is? So therefore, with internet, with Facebook, with social media, those who are serious and busy and absorbed don't have time to share in all these things. Who are most active? Who have time? So lot of negativity is getting transmitted from half-baked, partially engaged, majorly frustrated ISKCON devotees through all of these. And because that has become the most prominent medium for sharing, many people start thinking that is, you know, absolute truth. Right? Because one who is tolerant doesn't express. One who is intolerant expresses. But because it is a medium to express, so it is considered that because they are expressing, there are so many problems going on. And people fail to realize the good things going on. So, I'm just saying that there is a lot of philosophy, great, but you are surrounded by a culture of intolerance. And these are all tools created by America, which is a culture known for intolerance and expression. So they naturally, the more tools they create for expression, that's considered their success. So what is considered tolerance and glorious in Vedic culture is considered to be, you know, not positive, exploitation by them. So the whole thing is different. We are looking at a mixture of, or interface of two different kinds of paradigms. And we have to be personally very, very deep and deeply absorbed in our tradition and realize it properly to be able to apply it when these challenges come. Otherwise, you will start thinking whatever is spoken by somebody and blah, 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 that is reality, that is truth. And you will surrender your discrimination. So these tools are so attractive and powerful, it will compel you to surrender your discrimination. So surrender your false ego, not your discrimination. Right? So it's going to become extremely difficult to practice devotional service in this climate moving forward, where the basic foundations of submission, surrender, you know, listening to authority, following, these are being severely challenged and shaken. It's going to be extremely challenging moving forward. Because these tools have given so much of independence to everyone, even a laborer. After he's finished, he sits and keep watching movie on his, you know, whatever phone he has. So nobody want to work. Moving forward, that tendency will become lesser and lesser. So therefore, these are all challenges as a society outside we are facing, and it's percolating inside, and we will face the impact. Right? So, even like 16 rounds and all, I don't know how long that will continue. Even that debate will come one day. 16, bahut jyada ho gaya. Char mala bahut. Phir ho sakta ek din aayega, bola, diksha ke din mantra ek japo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, ho gaya. Abhi hum log has rahe hain. लेकिन 100 साल पहले सरस्वती ठाकुर को बोलते कि केवल 16 माला, वो हंसते थे जोर से, व्हाट अ गुड जोक बोलते थे वो. 16 माला पे दीक्षा, हाँ हाँ हाँ, क्या बात कर रहे हो. बट प्रभुपाद डिड दैट. सो प्रभुपाद हैज केप्ट दैट स्टैंडर्ड But so many things of what Prabhupada did, they are being severely questioned and shaken. Even within 50 years of ISKCON. So when none of Prabhupada's disciples are there to stand up and testify, I heard Prabhupada say this, this is what he wanted. How many interpretations are going to come in the next 50 years? And who is going to be ultimately facing the mob? When does negotiation happen? When there is a mob. And when a mob comes, sir, bade se bade ko bhi jhukna padta hai. Theek hai yaar, theek hai, theek. Kya chahiye tere ko shant karne ke liye kya chahiye? Aise hi to sauda hota hai na. To thode log leadership mein bolenge ye karo wo karo, hat bolo, chup. Bole acha acha kya chahiye? Char mala, ha theek hai theek, char mala. Aise hi to hota hai. Negotiation kab hota hai? Demands kab kam karta hai management? Jab labor itna हावी हो जाता है, कुछ कर ही नहीं पाते. तो कल के दिन इस्कॉन की जनता बाहर की जनता के साथ घुल मिल के इतना इफेक्ट हो जाएगी, मोर्चा ला के बोले काम कर, 10 लोग क्या करेंगे, बोले कि हम ही इस्कॉन है, बोले ठीक है चलो एडजस्ट किया है. ऐसा हो जाएगा फ्यूचर में. एंड देन फ्यू पीपल दैट 10-15 पीपल विल से नहीं नहीं वी आर इस्कॉन. और वो बोल रहे हम लोग लाख लोग हैं, वी आर इस्कॉन चार माला वाले. तो फिर हु विल डिसाइड हु इज इस्कॉन? नंबर्स विल डिसाइड और प्यूरिटी विल डिसाइड? सो दीज आर ऑल अपकमिंग चैलेंजेस विच वी हैव टू डील विद इन ड्यू कोर्स ऑफ टाइम. एज टाइम्स चेंज चैलेंजेस कम इन, पैराडाइम्स चेंज. Like that. Okay, so I think enough of my reflection, and I thank you very much, Gaurang Darshan Prabhu, for giving me an opportunity to share a few words. And I think Maharaj spent a lot of time here, so uska bhi thoda ek. Effect hai. So we'll continue tomorrow morning, Bhagavatam class. Let's see what we speak. Let me see. So I would like to welcome Chakradhari Prabhu from ISKCON Kolkata. ISKCON Kolkata was in the very difficult challenges last several years. But then in 2007-2008, Acharyadatta Prabhu went there on the instruction of Radhesham Prabhu. And then all of them together have created a revolution. And now ISKCON Kolkata has become famous as the ISKCON temple with maximum number of IITians. Which has its own set of problems also. Right? But they have really transformed the whole landscape of the preaching in Kolkata. So... And he has been serving very diligently and sincerely in the kitchen for many years. And Damodar Prabhu has been closely guiding him. And his team keeps changing. But he's still around. And I'm trying to keep him inspired to stay around. But, you know, they're really doing well. And very soon they're going to have a big project. Big beautiful temple. You know, Delhi has like 10-12 temples. Mumbai has 4 temples. Chennai has a couple of temples. Kolkata doesn't even have one big magnificent temple. So, but with all the kind of human resources which they have, it's only a matter of time it's going to manifest. And we also have Atul Krishna Prabhu and Govinda Krishna Prabhu from ISKCON Kurukshetra, Dharma Kshetre. So Kurukshetra is very important place because two of what ISKCON's most prominent things have manifested there, Bhagavad Gita and Rath Yatra. Kurukshetra is the birthplace of both Bhagavad Gita and Rath Yatra. So he was telling me the other day, it struck me. I never thought of Rath Yatra also. So these are some of the two top activities of ISKCON. Both have their origins in
And unfortunately, Kurukshetra also doesn't have a big ISKCON temple so far. So therefore, this was Prabhupada's 1974 with Ambarish Prabhu, who had visited and given instructions to create a beautiful temple. So that dream is being manifested by Sakshi Gopal Prabhu, their father, and both of them are assisting. They studied in the ISKCON Gurukul in Vrindavan, then went to America. Cornell, where did you go? They are both graduates from Cornell University, came back, and they are now dedicated full-time to ISKCON Kurukshetra. So, you know, they just begun with the foundation and basement of their construction. So I said, come to GEV to get some inspiration for construction. So I think they had a tour, and they're going to have a lot of interesting challenges moving forward. You'll really experience Kurukshetra like that. So let us welcome both of them. Hari Bol. Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Vanchakalpataru Vishchakripa Sindhubhya Vajpatitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnebhyo Namo Namah.